news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6:06, this is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. 75 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios, and we've got all your news, local and national, also sports, your traffic, and your weather this morning. Some news topics we'll probably hit today. Trump planning to invite Putin to Washington this fall, and a duck boat in Branson, Missouri capsizes, 11 people dead, 6 people still missing. I was just on that duck boat a month ago. We'll talk about that story and a whole lot more coming up on FM Talk 106.5 right now. Here's your weather with Dr. Bill Williams.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be hot with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms and hot again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-90s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's not too late to come to the largest fishing tournament in the world, the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Headquartered on Dolphin Island, starts Thursday evening with the Liars Contest. From Friday morning starting cannon to Sunday's 5 p.m. weigh station closing, anglers compete for $1 million in cash and prizes. Not fishing? Rodeo Weekend Music Festival features Rolling in the Hay, the Molly Ringwalds, Red Clay Strays, and more. And don't forget the wonderful white sand beaches on Dolphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
Are you concerned about the uncertainty of the stock market, but you don't want to tie your money up into a long-term investment? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama. We have a new product that is market-like returns without any risk at all and is liquid. Call me, Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial, Daphne, for a complimentary consultation or to attend one of our free seminars, 625-1226, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.
Good morning. It's 6:08 on Mobile Mornings. This is FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley in the studio. We'll be talking with Sean Sullivan. I'm sure he'll be here very, very soon, but right now it's time to check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly.
Alrighty, good morning. Happy Friday. It is 6:08 on your Friday morning. Happening right now, the search for a missing man does continue, and police here in Mobile need your help. 53-year-old Charles Kasteroff has been missing since Wednesday, somewhere in the area of Gordon Smith Drive. He was reportedly last seen wearing a red shirt, khaki pants, and a straw hat. If you have information on his whereabouts, you're urged to contact the Mobile Police Department at 251-208-7211. News out of Dothan this morning, as an investigation has been launched into how a man in police custody ended up dead. Dothan police say that they responded to a request for medical help, and at some point, that patient, who has been identified as 38-year-old William Earl Jackson, was restrained by police and later lost consciousness. That's according to our news partners over at WKRG. Jackson was taken to a local hospital in Dothan, where he later died. The police chief there has requested the Alabama State Bureau of Investigation to investigate the circumstances surrounding Jackson's death. Now, when it comes to the authorities' response, agents did respond immediately to the area as to where this first began, and then the hospital. Again, all of this happening on Wednesday. This case now will be handed over to the Houston County District Attorney's Office once the investigation is completed, and the state is leading that investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you very much, Kelly. And some sad news coming in this morning, actually breaking news. Near Branson, Missouri, the Stone County Sheriff's Department confirmed that 11 people have died involving a Ride the Ducks boat tour. The boat capsized on Table Rock Lake yesterday, and 5 aboard the boat are still unaccounted for. So 11 dead right now, 5 aboard the boat unaccounted for. Emergency crews responded to the incident shortly after 7 p.m. last night when a severe line of thunderstorms rolled through the area. The boat actually had 31 people on board, and 7 others who are safe suffered injuries in the crash. Cox Medical Center reports that one suffered critical injuries in the tragedy. Now, that Ride the Ducks boat tour, I was just on about a month ago. I went to Branson, Missouri on a family vacation, and when we went, that Table Rock Lake, I mean, it's flat. There's a small little current, but I guess with these thunderstorms rolling through last night, and you said you saw, did you hear or see video about this? You said
The video is trending right now, and I think what we need to also point out is that there are children on this boat.
Yes.
And that's a very sad situation, and I just found a video on Twitter that shows a boat that was able to come in just before the storm really picked up, but according to news reports last night, you know, very windy conditions on land, but even more so in the water. I mean, at least 63 mile per hour winds. And if you've ever been on a duck boat, you understand that there are life jackets are there, because I think your first question is why didn't these people have on life jackets? Well, they're above your head.
Yeah.
And so when you see this video and you see the duck boat rocking and swaying back and forth, you can tell they didn't have an opportunity. It's really sad video when you see it, because especially when you know that 11 people have perished and they're still looking for people this morning. The search crews are out searching for these people. It's a very sad situation, and this is in Branson, Missouri.
Yeah, Branson, Missouri, and it's the exact same company that I went on, and before our trip they did the safety thing. They said, okay, here's all the life jackets right above your head. This is what you wear if you're a little kid. This is what you wear if you're a medium-sized kid. This is what you wear if you're an adult. And same company, a different part of the lake, but just an awful tragedy overnight. And we'll keep you updated on that with the five people still unaccounted for. 612 right now on FM Talk 106.5. We're coming back with some sports news on Mobile Mornings.
Save up to 50% on a hot tub or swim spa at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend only at the Mobile Civic Center. Browse the largest display of hot tubs and swim spas in the region from six major brands at up to 50% off. See swim spas in action offering exercise, therapy, and fun all year long. Over 50 spas will be on display and every floor model must go. Show admission is free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Mobile Civic Center. Visit thehottubshow.com.
Hey, Mr. World here, about to experience one of the world's fastest fighter jets. It reminds me of Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses, because their in-store labs can help you get your glasses super fast. Like, same-day fast. Wear them home today fast. Oh, better pack a parachute fast.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An active search is underway for three missing boaters in the Gulf. The Coast Guard and several other agencies have been searching by water and air to find 80-year-old David Washington and his two sons. They set out on a fishing trip Wednesday at the Navy Point boat ramp at Bayou Grande and haven't been seen since. The boat, believed to be theirs, was found yesterday capsized south of Pensacola Pass. An armed robbery suspect from Daphne has been captured in Louisiana. Daphne police say Alviel Moore robbed the La Quinta Inn Wednesday night around 10 o'clock. The whole thing was caught on camera.
He just came in and pulled the gun out and say, I hate to do these, but I have to do it. And he just took the money.
Police say Moore got away with about $350. Authorities say Moore had been on a crime spree since July 13th and is also a suspect for a series of robberies in Baton Rouge. It's the first day of school for Fonday Elementary, Mobile's only year-round school. School officials want to remind drivers at Cottage Hill and Azalea to be on the lookout for students as they return to school this morning from 7:15 to 7:50. School lets out at 2:50 in the afternoon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency if you want to save some money.
They'll get back in this car now.
I'm tired of getting stuck in this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
You're going to get hurt. They'll stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners' commercial and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, quarter after six here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday, the final day of this year's SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Auburn head coach Gus Malzahn was first on stage. And among the things discussed, Malzahn said he would allow starting quarterback Jarrett Stidham to have more freedom and flexibility to make changes behind the line of scrimmage.
We have a lot of trust in him, and he's ready to do that. He understands the offense very well. He understands Chip Lindsey's expectations, and that's going to do nothing but help us on the field.
Malzahn also changed his opinion on how many conference games SEC teams should play. After previously saying he didn't want any changes to the SEC's eight-game conference schedule, yesterday Malzahn said the league should add an extra game. The head coach also gave an update on some injuries to the Tigers. He said center Caleb Kim and defensive back Jeremiah Denson will be ready to go start fall camp, but the receivers Eli Stove and Will Hastings will not be ready anytime soon after each tore an ACL in the spring. Now that SEC Media Days are over, nothing but time stands between the league and the first SEC game on August 30th. That's when Texas A&M plays Northwestern State. Auburn opens the season in Atlanta on Saturday, September the 1st against Washington, and Alabama opens that same day in Orlando against Louisville. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Chattanooga Lookouts 5-3 on Thursday, their seventh loss in a row. After falling behind early 4-0, the Bay Bears rallied in the sixth and seventh innings to get within one run, but the Lookouts would tack on one more in the ninth for the 5-3 win. Tonight, Mobile and Chattanooga will meet again for Game 3 of the five-game series. First pitch at the Hank set for 7:35, and there will be fireworks following the game. There was one game in the major leagues last night as players began to return from the All-Star break. The Chicago Cubs used a five-run fifth inning to rally to a 9-6 win over St. Louis.
On the ground, a second for Baez to wrap it up tonight. The Chicago Cubs with an impressive come-from-behind victory.
Today, most teams are back in action. Braves take on division rival Washington at 6 p.m. tonight. In NFL news, the league and the NFL Players Association released a joint statement late Thursday announcing that they will not enforce the new national anthem policy until they can come to an agreement. The statement read, in part, the NFL and NFLPA, through recent discussions, have been working on a resolution to the anthem issue. In order to allow this constructive dialogue to continue, we have come to a standstill agreement on the NFLPA's grievance and on the NFL's anthem policy. In March, the NFL announced that teams would be fined if players did not stand during the national anthem while on the field, but the league left the punishment of players up to the teams. Yesterday, prior to the NFL statement, the Miami Dolphins told players they could be subject to fines and/or a suspension of up to four games if they engage in anthem protests. In the NBA, Carmelo Anthony was traded from the Oklahoma City Thunder to the Atlanta Hawks, where he's expected to be waived and become a free agent. Along with Anthony, the Thunder will send a 2022 protected first-round pick to the Hawks for guard Dennis Schroeder and forward Mike Muscala. In golf, Kevin Kisner led after round one of the Open Championship at Carnoustie. The American shot a first-round 5-under par at the tough course in Scotland. He's still in the lead with a group of six tied at 4-under behind him. Tiger Woods currently even par, and he's on the course. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's seven locations.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be hot with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms and hot again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-90s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join me for Midday Mobile, weekdays at noon, for local talk. The latest news, sports, pop, and unpop culture. Live, local, and fresh with your calls and opinions every weekday starting at noon right here on FM Talk 106.5. Turning up your voice.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center on Highway 43 in front of the Midway Truck Stop in action. So you've got multiple vehicles involved in an accident with injuries. So if you're traveling that area, be careful. So far, Mobile Police Department tell us they're clear. Know the lanes across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford. For now, you're checking in accident-free. Market in the Park is back again tomorrow from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square, your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Fruits, veggies, and plants. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 6:22 here on FM Talk 106.5. 75 degrees outside the studio. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now, it's time to check the news headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Dalton. Last news update, we talked about this horrific scene that has been playing out in Branson, Missouri. Have a little bit more information for you. There is a press conference scheduled for 8 a.m. this morning where we will learn even more. But we know at this time the NTSB is now involved. And this boat is called the Ride the Duck. So if you're familiar with maybe Branson or what a duck boat is, that's the duck boat. We, of course, have duck boats here. We've taken our family on there, have been completely safe. And it's just a tragic situation. Again, 5 people are missing at this hour, 11 people, which includes children. They drowned. Now, if you've ever been on the duck boat, you know that usually you take out more than one duck boat at a time. This is the Ride the Duck. So the first boat was able to make it in safely. So you have to wonder how they are feeling this morning, knowing that second boat couldn't make it back in. And as far as the weather conditions, Dalton, the chief there says that 74 mile per hour winds on land, which means that it's probably
74.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes. So it makes you understand what it's like in. Okay, I just heard from Scott Tyndall here. He says he will come on later this morning and talk to us about, you know, safety and what families need to know, what people need to know before they get on an amphibious vessel like this, because the duck boat goes from land to sea. That's what makes it so fun. It makes it, a great opportunity for families to really, and people to really understand the tourism aspect of the city. So we'll talk more about that, but this is just a horrible situation, and the search continues now for those missing 5 people.
And I'm sure there will be an investigation just to see that as many safety precautions were taken as possible.
Right.
We'll see how that turns out, but I can say that I was in Branson on Ride the Ducks just a month ago. I don't know if it was the same boat, the same captain. There's no way to know that until some more facts come out.
Right.
But as far as my trip, they went through the entire safety process before we started.
Yes.
They showed all the life jackets. There were plenty of life jackets on board, but I'm sure there'll be a lot more coming out in this investigation.
Because when you come on, if you look at the way the duck boat looks, I mean, if you look, you have to look up and there's life jackets there. You know where the children sizes are, where the adult sizes are. They talk about safety. They walk you through it. These captains are very experienced. You have a tour guide on who's doing the talking, and the captain is having to. They're in coordination with the Coast Guard to understand when it's safe to go into the water. So they're not just heading into the water and not thinking about it. If there is a sliver of good news, there are people who did survive, because there were 31 people on board. And those people, 7 of which were taken to the hospital. It's just a really sad situation. And more information is coming in as I'm reading. So I apologize for the pauses. But yeah, 7 people were taken to the hospital. Let me bring it closer to home here as a fatal accident in Atmore has claimed the life of a man who was visiting from out of state. 54-year-old John Janis from Illinois was killed Wednesday when his car collided with a pickup truck. Janis was airlifted to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola, but he unfortunately did not make it. The driver of the other vehicle has been identified as an 18-year-old, Hunter Majors. He was taken to D.W. McMillan Memorial Hospital in Bruton. He and his those passengers, they did survive. They suffered injuries, but none life-threatening. So more information is going into this investigation, which is being led by the Alabama State Troopers. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. 6:25 now on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. And the big national news from yesterday that will be talked about, I'm sure, nonstop today, according to a tweet from White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, President Trump has instructed National Security Advisor John Bolton to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to Washington this fall. Sanders said the discussions are already underway. Now, this invitation comes just days after the president met Putin in Helsinki, of course. And he's been drawing some sharp bipartisan criticism for refusing to publicly confront Putin about the Russian interference in the 2016 election. It also just came hours after Sanders issued another statement that the president, facing political backlash from Republicans as well as Democrats, now disagrees with Putin's proposal that Russia investigators be allowed to question Americans, including former U.S. Ambassador to Moscow Michael McFaul. Now, Putin said that that should be in exchange for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team being allowed to work with Russian investigators to question the 12 Russians that were indicted in the election interference investigation. Summit called the offer an incredible offer at the summit. So that'll be the big news talked about today. Trump planning to invite Putin to Washington. I'm not sure the last time that a Russian leader has actually been in the United States, but that's the big news today. And the other big news today, Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo getting started. And I know Sean Sullivan was there last night for the Liars Contest, and he was there overnight. He should be coming in studio or catching up with us on the tie line here before too long, but I know he's going to have a lot to say about how the Liars Contest went last night, and I believe the boats are hitting the water at 7 o'clock this morning. Is that when the cannon's being fired off? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more today. So the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo down on Dauphin Island this weekend. 6:28 now on FM Talk 106.5. Whole lot more coming up on Mobile Mornings. We've got your traffic, got your news, local and national, your sports, and of course the weather with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, who we're talking to when we come back.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5 Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson will brief reporters today on what he was able to accomplish during his visit this week to the Farnborough Air Show in England. So far, it's been a successful air show for Airbus, which has a final assembly line in Mobile. The company says they have 752 new orders from the air show, 354 firm orders, and 398 tentative orders. Of those, 601 have potential ties to Mobile, with 120 A220 aircraft and 481 A320 aircraft that could be assembled here. Fairhope Sonny Callahan Airport is one of 25 Alabama airports cashing in on federal grants. The airport's been awarded $3.3 million in grants to add a new taxiway and access. A warrant roundup by Mobile police sent 11 people to jail. Major John Barber tells News 5 getting drugs and their dealers off the streets helps keep the city safe.
We got some crack cocaine, many pills that were being sold on the street, also some spice, and we also retrieved a looked like a .22 caliber pistol.
Police focused the operations efforts near Broad Street. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
D.R. Ross in Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call DR Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. DR Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
My friend Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in the studio, and you're always keeping abreast of what's brand new, and you're offering it to us right here in Mobile and Baldwin County's liquid aeration. Tell me about this.
We're using a couple of different products, liquid aeration and liquid organics, and we've been experimenting with it for a few years, some of it on your yard, some of it on mine.
Yep.
It's just some products that we're really happy with the results. We really think it's going to be beneficial to your lawn and most lawns around here. And liquid aeration simply just clumps fine soil particles together, creating micro channels for water, air, and roots to work within. It also creates little pockets for beneficial bacteria to populate. And then we throw in liquid organics organics, and it's like beneficial bacteria, like you would eat yogurt. It essentially is that for your soil.
So you're making healthier soil to make healthier grass.
Yeah, building better grass from the ground up.
That's what they do at Sexton Lawn and Landscape. So somebody wants to get this done at their place, how do they get in touch with you?
Find us online, sextonlandscapes.com. We're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or just give us a call, 626-3309.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Crane Works Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
At least 11 people are confirmed dead, some of them children, after a duck boat capsized on a lake near Branson, Missouri.
Divers are going to go back out this morning to continue searching. They suspended the dives last night around midnight after searching and locating the bodies of 11 people.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher reports 14 people were rescued. In a non-binding resolution, the Senate has smacked down the notion of allowing Russian officials to interrogate former U.S. Ambassador Michael McFaul. President Trump had considered the idea, but correspondent Bob Costantini reports White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says he's changed his mind.
A Sanders statement, it is a proposal that was made in sincerity by President Putin, but President Trump disagrees with it.
President Trump has invited Putin to Washington this fall. In Oregon, officials have opened a criminal investigation into the deadly substation fire that has burned 50,000 acres so far. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. President Trump is casting aside concerns about the Fed's independence and says he's not happy with the Fed's interest rate increases. Trump spoke with CNBC.
I'm not thrilled because, you know, we go up and every time you go up, they want to raise rates again. And I don't really, I am not happy about it. But at the same time, I'm letting them do what they feel is best.
The Fed last month raised its key rate for a second time this year and projected 2 more increases for 2018. The central bank is supposed to operate independent of political pressure and the White House. Merck says it will cut U.S. list prices for several of its drugs, including its hepatitis C treatment, and it pledged to limit future net price increases. It was the latest response by a drug maker to public pressure over drug costs. Novartis and Pfizer in recent days said they wouldn't raise drug prices further this year. In Pfizer's case, after President Trump blasted on Twitter the company's plans for a new round of increases. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and it is time to talk to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. In just a minute, Scott Tindall going to talk to us about the news overnight.
Yeah, he's, of course, with the duck boats here in Mobile. And, of course, if you're trying to plan something for the summer before the kids go back to school, you have some questions because we're hearing about this tragedy happening in Branson, Missouri. So, of course, our first thought was, let's talk about, you know, our situation here, what we need to know before we book our next trip. So Scott Tindall's is holding, and he will talk to us after Dr. Bill.
Yeah, but first, like you just said, got to talk to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
So how's it looking on this Friday? And, of course, we'll talk the marine forecast here in just a minute with the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo getting started.
Yeah, we've got really hot weather for today and all the way through the weekend. And the combination of the temperature and, of course, the heat index and the humidity is going to be really unbearable. Today looks like mostly sunny skies, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. We're going to get up into the mid-90s, but the heat index today will be around 110.
Ooh,
wow.
Now, tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a thunderstorm. We'll see temperatures in the upper 70s for tonight. Some areas, particularly down along the coast, could be near 80 for the low tonight. And then for Saturday, mostly sunny, slight chance of a thunderstorm, and the high again into the mid-90s with that heat index near 110 for Saturday afternoon. Sunday, mostly sunny again, up into the mid-90s. Wouldn't be surprised if we get into the upper 90s on Sunday, and the heat index could be as high as 111 for Sunday, but just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And that hot weather will stay with us on Monday in the mid-90s. And then finally, Tuesday and Wednesday, we get back to normal. Of course, normal would be in the lower 90s with a better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. So if you've got any outside work this weekend, you might want to think twice about it because the humidity and the temperature is really in the, on the dangerous level.
Wow, hot, hot, hot. And also this morning, the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo got started on Dolphin Island. The cannon shot at 5 o'clock, so they're already out there fishing. But what's the marine forecast looking like, Dr. Bill?
Well, today really looks good. Northwest wind at 8 to 13 knots and becoming westerly in the afternoon. Seas will run 1, possibly 2 feet, so that's really quite nice for the first day. And the second day, not too bad. For Saturday, a westerly wind at 8 to 13 knots in the morning, and southwest at 10 to 15 knots in the afternoon, and the seas will run 1 to 2 feet. However, Saturday night, they'll start to build. The seas will run 2 to 3 feet. And then on Sunday, and that could be a little unpleasant, a westerly wind at 15 to 20 knots, increasing to 18 to 23 knots in the afternoon. Seas will run 3 to 4 feet and possibly as much as 5 feet. So the first 2 days look good and not quite so good for Sunday.
All right. We appreciate it, Dr. Bill, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Get his forecast twice an hour every hour, except on Mobile Mornings where we give it to you 5 times an hour. Right now it's time to go back to the phone lines really quickly. Scott Tindall with Gulf Coast Ducks joining us this morning. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Scott. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We wish it was on better terms, but our friends were just waking up, finding out that 11 people have died in a recent accident in Branson, Missouri, and they were on one of these duck boats. And so, of course, our first question is, what do we need to know before we come on our next duck boat trip? You, of course, run a very fun business. We've taken our family on there as well. But give us the ins and outs of what we need to know this morning.
Sure. It is a fun business. We love having fun with the ducks. It's also a very serious business, and safety is such an important concern in everyone's business, but especially in the duck boat business. The number one thing you need to know when you take a tour with us is that safety is the first thing and the last thing we think about all the time. And we work very closely with the Coast Guard, and, you know,
what makes Mobile so unique is that we get to get in and out of the water three times. Every other duck tour in America splashes in the water once, and we splash it three times. With that, that means that we're very close to shore all the time. We also have to monitor the weather constantly. You know, we know how the weather can be around here. You just got through talking with Dr. Bill. Things can change in a hurry. And so we're constantly monitoring the weather, and it's important that you make good safety decisions and you don't approach the water if in high winds. So part of what we do through working with the Coast Guard is they actually get to monitor and let us know when we can and can't go to the water. So they issue us advisories. And so we work with them basically every day.
You know, news coming out this morning that from the National Weather Service there, a severe thunderstorm warning was in effect. We're hearing about winds as fast as 74 miles an hour. There were two boats out there, so the first was able to make it in safely, but the second wasn't. Describe for those who have never been on one of your duck boats the safety aspect when it comes to the life vests and how, once again, you are in coordination with the U.S. Coast Guard.
Right. The issue up there in Table Rock Lake is a little different because it's a non-navigable body of water, right? So they have different Coast Guard rules on their lake than we have in the river and in the bay. So for us, you know, they don't have to coordinate with the Coast Guard near as much as we do because they are on a lake. Now for us, you know, we do have, the duck can only hold 35 guests, but we have 38 adult life jackets. We have 36 children life jackets. We also have infant life jackets. They're above your head. You're not required to wear them while on tour, but you do have them readily available for you. We do a safety speech where our captains can inform our guests about all the safety features. You know, one of the other differences between us and kind of what happened in Branson is because that's a non-navigable body of water, they don't actually have to have licensed captains on board. And because we do, we're in the river and the bay, all of our captains had at least a 25-ton captain's license. And that's part of the difference there.
That's
and,
a huge difference.
In Branson, which was just so sad.
That is a huge difference.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, our guys are very highly trained. They're very specialized. Most of our captains have been doing this for a very long time. And for us, you know, they know our safety standards and they know our positions. And, you know, when we have questions, we're in immediate contact with them over the radio. And, you know, you may have been on a tour before where we stopped and paused at the top of the ramp before we entered the water. And a lot of people ask about that. And it's just simple for us. We're just going to wait for the high winds of the storm to pass. We'll carry on. We'll play music, tell jokes, and have a good time. And I like to tell people, you know, if your tour gets extended by an extra 30 minutes, don't worry. We won't make you pay extra for that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Scott. And I know tough news to have to call in. Yeah, Kelly?
Well, just one more question. I'm sorry. For those who are not familiar with this amphibious vessel, explain how you go from, you know, land to water the way you do, because that may be a little confusing as to for those who have never been a part of a duck boat ride.
Sure. So the way it works is, you know, it is basically a 33-foot long bus. And 12 and a half feet tall, but it is watertight, and so you can drive up down a ramp and hit the water, and you basically are a boat. A lot of times people ask what happened to the wheels. The wheels do keep spinning while we're underway in the water, and we have a propeller that we engage once we enter the water. So we do our tour on water and then drive right back up the ramp because the wheels are still down there spinning. They just pull us right back up the ramp.
My goodness. Scott Tindall, thank you for joining us this morning with Gulf Coast Ducks. We appreciate your time for sure.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too. 6:43 now on FM Talk 106.5. Tough news this morning, and that's the Ride the Ducks boat tour in Branson, Missouri. 11 people dead, 5 people missing.
Yeah, then the NTSB is involved in the search right now. So it interesting to note the differences in the situations. That helps us better understand it. But, of course, our thoughts and prayers are with the families involved because this is very tough.
Certainly. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Norwood, Kelly Finley in studio, and we do have Sean. We're going to talk to him about the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo coming up right after this.
How does loss of compressed air impact your business? Lost production, costly rental units, customers waiting in the lobby? Why risk it? Unless you lose power, you should never lose compressed air. Mobile Mechanical Services can evaluate your system and show you how to prevent costly downtime. Let Mobile Mechanical Services help you increase your production and eliminate the unnecessary expenses associated with compressed air system failures. Call Mobile Mechanical Service, 653-6945.
48.
War Eagle, 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. An Auburn Sports Partnership will let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065, extension 15. Or just email bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.
You probably have a lot of apps on your phone. Well, there are two more that you really need. The Red Cross Emergency app gives you instant access to weather alerts where you and your loved ones live. The other is the First Aid app that gives expert medical guidance and a hospital locator. Great to have when you travel. Both apps are free and available for download in app stores and at redcross.org/apps. The Red Cross Emergency app and the First Aid app. Great to have.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we have a new accident northbound 65 at Government Boulevard off to the side of the road. Also, Highway 43 northbound at the Midway truck stop in Axis. Several vehicles involved in that accident. They've been moving out of the roadway, but it's a little bit slower there. For now, coming in from the eastern shore, the Bayway, the Causeway looks good. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 646 now on FM Talk 106.5. Dalton Norwood, Kelly Finley, and Sean Sullivan joining us from Dolphin Island.
The Sean Sullivan. Happy Friday, friend. Right.
Hey, happy Friday to y'all as well, as we're here at the 85th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. And like I say, I saw my partner from the outdoor show, Mike Ward, yesterday, and I said, you know, I mean, what have the previous 83 of them that you fished been like? And he glared at me. It was a big turnout last night for the Liars contest, and of course you have the Liars contest going on, and then you have like the Big Game jackpot and the King Mackerel jackpot. The captains all have to check out and have a captain's meeting here, so they're here as well. So it's really a hubbub of activity on a Thursday evening here. And there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people here last night, and actually there's like seven here this morning, because the anglers left it. The anglers left at 5 o'clock this morning with the cannon shot. They're fishing, and the JCs, those that are on morning shift, there's about five of them, the rest of them resting up, because remember, they're going to work through 10 o'clock each evening the whole way through tonight, tomorrow night, and then wrapping it up in the afternoon on Sunday. And not only is it the JCs down here running their portion of the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, but all the vendors. I mean, the tent full of different vendors. I'm sitting here looking at all the trucks that have pulled in from different catering companies, people from Bossy Oak, the people from the Yamaha, people from different boat and engine manufacturers. They're all here with their equipment, their tents. They're all set up. The stage is popping. Last night it was rolling in the hay. I love those guys playing on the main stage here. And this is the funny thing, is the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, when I growing up and fishing this, it was a fishing tournament. Now it's like a fishing tournament and a music festival that goes on. And because there's free music. Nice thing is, you can come down, see the fish, get the vibe, and then be down here for the music shows tonight, tomorrow night, and on Sunday. What you need to do is check their website, adsfr.com. There'll be a link there for like what's going on, or it's a tab that says or schedule. You go there, you'll see the bands, you'll see the times for those to start. So if you want to just come down, maybe the kids want to check out some of the big fish as they get weighed in, you want to see some music, grab a funnel cake. Funnel cakes are being sold. I may even indulge in a funnel cake for a late breakfast or something. something healthy like that on a Friday.
Make sure you take a before and after picture of that one.
Of me?
Oh, of the funnel cake.
Okay. Breakfast funnel cake. That's how you know it's time for the deep sea fishing review.
Oh my goodness.
Because there was a little bit of fair involved in this, too. You got a fishing tournament, which, by the way, the planet's biggest multi-day fishing tournament. And then you have a little bit of fair atmosphere and then a music festival at the same time. That's all happening right here on Dolphin Island.
It sounds like someone's mother was involved in this, because she's making sure everybody's happy.
Yes. Well, I don't know how many mothers have tolerance for what the JC's put together, but it's a fun time, and I'd love to see y'all down here. And yeah, like Dr. Bill said, hot today, but always, you know, a degree or cool, degree or two cooler in places like Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, and Dolphin Island, but it's still going to be hot. So we'll get down here, get yourself hydrated, and check out the fish. If you're wanting to see a fish, I would say probably don't come here early today. I would say after work this afternoon, probably a good chance of seeing some bigger fish on ice, because some of the boats that are not going for the overnight fishing, if they do catch a big king mackerel today, if they do catch a big tuna today, something like that, they're going to want to weigh it in as soon as possible to save as much weight, because the fish lose weight over time. Obviously, if they're on a multi-day overnight trip, they're probably not going to call that off to come in and weigh in fish. But if there's an angler who's, you know, staying here at the island or staying at Orange Beach, they probably will bring those fish in today just to save the pound or two that those fish might lose over 2 or 3 days in an ice chest.
Sean,
so it may be worth coming in.
Sean, last night, can you share a good whopper with us that really just made you hee-hee?
You know, it was strange. Now, the crowd was great for the Liars contest, and I enjoyed being there with all the judges. Had a big time, and I was sitting there with Mayor of Dolphin Island, Jeff Collier, and we were talking about that a little bit of the flavor of the Lies has changed. Now, the winner, Captain T-Bone, who is a perennial winner down here, with a bit of a story along with a little bit of a cultural commentary on Louisiana, along with a lie. It was a little more drawn out. But two or three contestants before that, we had a 10 or 11-year-old child. His punchline was, he held up his middle finger at the crowd.
So that's awful.
I don't know how that was a joke.
How did he practice that at home?
I really don't know. I didn't know how to react. I'm looking at my judge's scorecard. How do I score? 10-year-old tells me I'm number one, as he did the whole crowd.
Perfect marks.
The bird.
So the finely crafted. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and I love it, but the finely crafted lies were not there last night. There were a few people that were drunk telling the story. There's a 10-year-old that shot me the bird. And then there's, of course, the perennial Captain T-Bone with a story about his buddy Alphonse and his dog and some chapped lips. But we'll leave it at that. I can't tell you anymore. And us keep our license.
For now, we'll have to leave it at that. And
there you go.
I guess we'll check in just a minute for more talk from Dolphin Island about the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, but now we got to go to the break. Coming back with some sports, also traffic with Kane, and weather with Dr. Bill Williams.
Set on a hot tub or swim spa at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend only at the Mobile Civic Center. Browse the largest display of hot tubs and swim spas in the region from 6 major brands at up to 50% off. See swim spas in action offering exercise, therapy, and fun all year long. Over 50 spas will be on display and every floor model must go. Show admission is free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Mobile Civic Center. Visit thehottubshow.com.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Hey, Celeste, why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car serviced, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly. They're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything. Cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust now, and you can too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on, my AC seat is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
6:55 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Nappy award-winning Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Won a Nappy for the best burger. Yesterday was the final day of this year's SEC Media Days in Atlanta. Auburn head coach Gus Malzahn was first on stage. Among the things discussed, Malzahn said he will allow starting quarterback Jarrett Stidham to have more freedom and flexibility to make changes behind the line of scrimmage.
We have a lot of trust in him, and he's ready to do that. He understands the offense very well. He understands Chip Lindsey's expectations, and that's going to do nothing but help us on the field.
Malzahn also changed his opinion on how many conference games the SEC teams should play after previously saying he didn't want any changes to the SEC's 8-game conference schedule. Yesterday, Malzahn said the league should add an extra game. Now that SEC Media Days are over, nothing but time stands between the league and the first SEC game on August 30th when Texas A&M plays Northwestern State. Auburn opens the season in Atlanta on Saturday, September 1st against Washington, and Alabama opens that same day in Orlando against Louisville. 6:56 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road and tell them congratulations for winning that nappy. Coming back, more Mobile Mornings right after this.